So this said, well, then I presented our proposal. But then he said, then I told him I had to put a phone be due. He said, well, if we don't finish, maybe we can meet tomorrow. I had said it first, or I could meet tomorrow. And I was thinking of staying over, and that would have given us a tremendous press place. But then, the more I thought about it, is without preparing Saigon, if I stayed over, yeah. Saigon, on top of that peace plan, would have thought we had sold him up.
Sure.
So then,
it's true.
Then he presented maybe 30 pages of documents. And if you consider that in the past they've never presented more than one, now there are new people now. It's still not acceptable, and I'm not arguing that. But they're moving step by step. It's already amazing that every meeting they propose a new plan. Formerly they made one plan and stuck with it for a year. When we started, they said few had to go and the provisional government had to be set up. Then they said few could stay as long as we promised to set up a provisional government later. Now they say the administration in Saigon can stay even after the provisional government is set up to administer the part of the territory it controls. That's also not acceptable. All I'm saying is that they're moving step by step. But I don't want to go into the details now, but I could do it tomorrow.
Yeah, sure.
When he was through with all of this, I said, I thought about it, Mr. Special Advisor, there isn't enough here to meet tomorrow. And this is so much we've got to study. He said, well, when can you meet again? I said, well, I proposed the 29th. And I have a State Department interpreter, a reliable guy who was with Harrington. He said he'd never seen anything like that. He said, Lee Luxor went to pieces. He said, I must know one thing from you, and you must tell me now. Do you want to settle it? I said, yes, we want to settle it. But I said, I want to tell you something. We don't have to settle it for the election. Actually, settling it is a liability for the election. And I let in the Harris poll, and I let in the other poll. So I said, if you were here for other concessions from us because of the election, frankly, we'd really a little bit prefer not to settle it before the election for political reasons, but because this is so important for the sake of mankind, we'll settle it before the election if you let us. But don't count on any more concessions. He said, you have to tell us if you want to settle it, all our plans will be made to settle it. If you tell us you don't want to settle it, it's childish. I said, yes, we want to settle it. He said, give me a name. My hand. He said, our first agreement, we'll settle it October 15th. Then he said, October 15th, between you and us or between everybody? I said, I think we'll be doing well if we do it between you and us, the others, I don't see. He said, oh, no, we ought to get them all done by the end of October anyway, with Saigon and everybody else. So I said, I'll have to check with the president. We'll aim for next Friday or early the following. Can you come for 2 days? So I said, I'll try. And I pretty well promised it because I figured if I go for a day, we announce we meet in the morning. Then in the evening, we announce that I've extended it for a day. If we have prepositions, I got them so that they don't remove it. After that, our domestic opposition has to shut up. I mean, something has to be going on if we meet for 2 days. And Hanoi has to shut up. Now, frankly, I don't see how it can be settled with all these issues unresolved. But he said, let's do it this way. He said, let's agree on all the things we agree on and draft language. He said, let's agree on the International Control Commission and let's spend the whole day on the political settlement. I frankly don't see how it's going to get solved. But he was absolutely, I cannot overemphasize how panicked he was. Now you can say he's stringing us along, but if he's stringing us along, he would delay the meeting.
Yeah.
What does he get out of the 2-day meeting? The 2-day meeting enables us to say that there must be something going on. It takes care of us for 3 weeks after that. By that about farming, not one word about the human acts, not one word about how they're winning, not one word about how they're going to fight for all eternity. I said, you know, one thing I want you to remember, Mr. Special Advisor, I said, you and your friends have turned this election into a plebiscite of Vietnam. And after November, the president is going to have a majority for continuing the war. And therefore, I said, you better think about what the negotiating position will be in November. And he didn't say it. If I had said this to him a year ago, I would have heard an hour's speech about how the Vietnamese people had fought everybody.
Right.
And, but I don't want to mislead you. He was showing lies. I would now say they'll settle it.
Yeah.
But
you just may not have the capability of doing it.
They are in a panic. They would like to settle. They don't know how to do it. They keep making moves. For them, they have made huge concessions. I mean, considering where they started, that in 3 months they had moved from disbanding everything in South Vietnam to keeping Saigon in charge of the area controls. That's an unbelievable move. But it's not enough. And whether they can go the rest of the way, I would doubt. But in order to go the rest of the way, but in order to find that out, they have to do so many things to help you. Vietnam. He said, of course, I repeat everything that I said to the president. I said, I'm glad you said this because the president specifically told me to tell you that he repeats everything he said to you. He said, well, let's go to business. He said, we wish you every success. We want it settled. We are not doing anything to keep it going. And it is true in the statement of Lee Dutt Coe. consulting is guaranteed.
Trade
is guaranteed. I mean, all the provisions, they're coming over here, really. The maritime agreement, they have to come over for some people saying on bunkering, which is the lawyer's job.
Yeah.
But that's done. That maritime agreement we'll have to announce next week. We can't hold that because we needed to get the grain of it. The trade agreement is practically, it's 99% done.
Where do you want to go, Roger Scott?
I'll tell them that they're sending a delegation next week. And then we will send out instructions to the
okay, we're still hung up on that lease and that you told them that 600 is enough, 625 is enough. We're trying to get closer to 750.
Well, that's a separate agreement than that lease.
I see.
And on trade, I'll tell them that Lynn is now putting it all together. We'll send out instructions. But we made great progress, but I won't tell him.
With Lynn with you?
Yeah. I asked for him to come over because he knew all the technical details.
He's also completely trustworthy. Lynn?
It was James Lynn.
Oh.
He was a deputy.
Jim Lynn, yeah.
Jim Lynn.
He's trustworthy.
Absolutely.
He's on our side, basically.
1,000%.
He was worried about him. He won't leave.
Oh no, he won't.
Better than Peters.
And Peters normally, if I can sort of give him the feeling that I've talked to you and that you're counting on him and that he's going to manage it.
And he's going to manage.
And maybe we should try and write him a letter. And if his vanity is massaged, he won't leave either. But
are you massaged his vanity? We'll leave that. Sure.
And I can get out enough tomorrow to take the cream off it. So that all they can leave is...
Right, all you have to do is to lift the curtain. It's going to agree.
And then the next big news will be the actual agreement.
You, of course, will probably want to install my other subjects for discussion.
Yes, but those I won't go into great detail.
No.
On European security, I'm telling enough just what the issues are without saying what the days are. On Seoul, I'll just say it was discussed. Say is that about 2,700